You're listening to the Doing English Podcast, the no-nonsense English learning show for professionals and experts, helping you forget English isn't your first language. Now, over to Julian.
Hi, this is Julian from doingenglish.com, and welcome to another exciting episode of the Doing English Podcast. This is episode number 18. What are we going to be talking about today? Today, I'm going to revisit a topic from some previous podcasts, namely episode number, what was it? Number 8 and 9, where we talked a little bit about the topic of talent and the topic of being exceptional and whether language is something that you have this innate, magical ability for. The reason we are going to revisit that topic is, first of all, because it's good to repeat topics, but second, because I got an interesting review on the podcast about this. So today's 5-star review is not actually a 5-star review, it's a 4-star review, and it is actually the topic of this podcast. So let's take a look. MGK1971 from Germany said, "The podcast is rather a motivation for learning English than an English course. The suggested technique to hearing for listening to English lessons during running works great for me. Listening to the podcast places a lot of thought and ideas about learning techniques into your brain. I like it, although some of Julian's opinions are hard to accept. Like that there is no talent, but phobias are genetic. Also, the pronunciation is not as good as I would prefer. Therefore, I only give it 4 out of 5 stars. Thank you, MGK1971, for the great review. You only gave it 4 out of 5 stars, but still, it is a great review. And thank you for being honest about several points. I must say, I have no intention of changing my pronunciation for anybody listening to this podcast. If you want to listen to a fake RP accent, I suggest you go and buy one of those British English textbooks with the terrible, inauthentic, fake-sounding CDs attached to it. You said that this is not a course, and no, this is not a course. I don't give courses for free at all, simply because I cannot do a good job of delivering a high quality course for free via a format such as podcasting. My courses are all about implementation, that is actually getting the stuff you need to do done. It's not just about giving more information, learning about stuff, but never actually doing anything. All of my courses emphasize doing, implementation, and I cannot do that via a podcast. However, if you do want to join one of my courses, all you need to do is head over to doingenglish.com or doingenglishnewsletter.com. Both go to the same place, and sign up to the Doing English Daily Newsletter, where apart from getting free emails from me every single day, you will also get the chance to join the premium Doing English courses, which again, are all about implementation. So if you're the kind of person who likes to learn new, never before heard of information, but never actually do anything to improve your English, do me a favor, don't join. There is no new special information in my courses. It's all practical advice. But what is important about my courses is what you actually do, implementing the lessons I teach and actually doing the work and getting English done. So no, this is not a course. This is simply a podcast. Now, this is a good review. And I like to get reviews where people are honest about their thoughts. It's very helpful for me. So if you haven't left a review yet, please, please do go ahead and leave a review. And please do be honest about your feelings. You don't have to give it 5 stars. Although if you do give it 5 stars, it does help me with the podcast. But you should be as honest as you can be with these reviews. There is a couple of things that I want to mention here, though. Namely, the part about Julian's opinions are hard to accept. And what I really want to point out here is that these things, the part about talent, or at least talent as we understand it, and about phobias or fears being genetically encoded, they are not my opinion. There is actually plenty of research to suggest that phobias and fears are passed down through the genes, like somehow the memory of that fear is somehow genetically encoded and passed on to our children. I must say that this isn't something that I know that much about. It's only a passing interest for me, and I don't think it means that all phobias are innate. But there is a lot of research to suggest that some might be. And if you don't believe me, Google it. This is not my opinion. Also, I never said that there is no talent. What I actually said was that the idea, and I am quoting episode 9 now, word for word, I said the idea of talent as this innate gift, something special that we are born with that other people don't have, that idea of talent doesn't exist. Huge, huge difference. I did not say talent doesn't exist. I said talent, as in the idea of some innate, special, magical-like thing that we might be born with, that most people talk about, that most people mean when they talk about talent, this idea of an innate genius. I said that probably doesn't exist. In fact, I think that idea is frankly rather, rather silly. Now, one of the main examples of someone who is always, you know, put forward as a genius, someone who had this kind of magical innate talent, was of course Wolfgang Mozart. And it's easy to see why people would think that. I mean, Mozart composed his first piece when he was only 5 years old, and that is an absolutely amazing feat. So he must be a genius, he must be talented, he must have received some kind of special skill from God, right? Well, no, actually. And if you look at kind of historical records and find out what his life was really like, it's actually not surprising that he was so accomplished in music. His father, Leopold Mozart, was a master of his time. He was a master violinist and a master composer and a master teacher. He literally wrote the textbook on the subject of the time, meaning Wolfgang was exposed to this kind of music and exposed to this kind of teaching from birth, from a very, very, very young age. So he was surrounded by people that were passionate about music, by people who were learning music, people who were practicing music. He was totally immersed in that kind of world. And so it was only natural for him, even as a small child, to become involved in music. Put simply, although Mozart achieved great things as a child, actually he'd spent more time immersed in music and spent more time practicing music as a child than most people do in their entire lives. So yes, Mozart was talented, but no, he didn't have this special, magical fairy dust gift that he was born with. Rather, he was talented because his environment made him talented. He was in an environment that was conducive to becoming someone really, really good at music. In a sense, it was pure chance. Another really obvious example of talent that does exist is people with, you know, special physical traits. When I say special, I don't mean not normal. I simply mean things like, you know, being tall if you want to be a great basketball player. And I mean, I don't think I need to tell you that someone who is literally a midget or is very, very short won't get very far in professional basketball. I mean, no matter how hard they practice, they are not going to succeed in that world. It's not because they are not talented, it's because physically they are not built for that kind of sport. And that is something which is innate from birth. Our physical makeup, how tall we're going to be, how large we're going to be, etc., is decided from birth. That is embedded in the human DNA. Another example of talent is people who succeed in the sports world simply because their birthday is at the right time. For most sports, there is a cutoff point, and if someone is born on, say, January the 4th, I'm just making this date up, by the way, I don't know the actual date, but if someone is born on, say, January the 4th, then they will go into a group with older students, with older players. Whereas if they're born on January the 3rd, they go into the lower group with younger players, meaning they get a whole extra year to practice at the lower level. So when they do go up to the higher level, they've had a whole year more time to practice than everybody else, and they tend to be called talented. People say, wow, he's a genius player, but actually it's simply that he's had more time practicing. But the thing is, when it comes to English and to learning a language, physical traits, when your birthday was, you know, these things are pretty much irrelevant. If you were born into a family of people really interested in learning languages, and your parents had learned loads of languages and were always encouraging you as a child, then maybe you'd have an advantage over other people. Maybe. But that doesn't mean that other people can't do it. And this is where the idea of talent becomes dangerous, because we believe in this stupid idea of this thing that we're born with. Oh, I'm not very good at learning languages. I myself used to believe this. I was terrible at French at school, and I sincerely believed it was because I wasn't good at languages. But that was absolute total rubbish. I wasn't good at French at school because I didn't do anything to learn the language. I didn't study. I didn't practice. Of course I wasn't good at French. But people believe, because I'm not good at it, oh, it must be talent. So I repeat my argument. Talent, in the sense that people believe it exists, does not exist. Talent is irrelevant to learning the English language. You want to get good at the English language? Study. Practice every single day, and you will get good. And of course, if you want something which will help you to learn every single day, your first port of call is the Doing English Daily Newsletter. This is an email, a free email from me, that you will get in your inbox every single day. In it, I share all kinds of ideas for improving your English, as well as give you the chance to join premium Doing English courses. That includes two-step speaking and the Doing English Plus program. Those courses are not free. The newsletter, however, is free. So go and get yourself on it. All you've got to do is go to doingenglishnewsletter.com, put in your name and your email address, and I'll see you on the other side. Thank you and goodbye. Take care. I'll see you next week.